The Essentials not only gives a batter the best chance of success, but it also defines what they need to concentrate on to block out distractions. The mantra of the meditation on plate appearances becomes, "Here is what I am here to do," rather than, "Why am I here?" Key elements create the foundation of good hitting. Knowing those key elements establishes the roadmap to getting your bat back and reviving success at the plate. This book makes you focus on those key elements so you get reoriented to a healthy hitting approach. These 7 chapters are your elixir of confidence that puts you back in control. They lead you on a journey not only to become the player you once were, but they give you the tools to reach levels beyond where you were, even if you were happy with your play. 1. The best hitters in history. While shunned by baseball officially, no one can deny that Pete Rose was one of baseball's most impressive players with a bat. There really couldn't be a more straightforward approach than the philosophy Rose adopted. See the ball, hit the ball. The player with the most hits in Major League history has advice for players in a slump that comes down to, change where you stand in the batter's box, but don't change your swing. Seeing how several of the best players in history dealt with their struggles is inspirational and calming for those facing a nagging downturn. 2. Getting out of a slump. When your mind says you will fail before you step into the batter's box, it is a self-fulfilling prophecy. You can't hit the ball when skidding down the slippery slope of a mental failure. Getting out of a slump requires getting yourself out of the mindset that got you into the problems in the first place. It is like beating an addiction to failure. Visualizing success rather than failure will be what helps you drive the ball instead of waving at it and whiffing. 3. A hitter's mentality. Once you get failure off your list of possibilities, the next step is to mend your approach. It is best to prepare for each at-bat like you are masterminding a plan that can only succeed. Taking control of your time in the batter's box means training yourself mentally and creating advantages. You have to be the one with confidence that creates an opportunity to barrel the ball. It doesn't have to be complicated. 4. Think like the pitcher. The batter should never be totally at the mercy of what a pitcher chooses to throw. Observing how the pitcher approaches the game can shift the advantage in at-bats. Knowing a pitcher's history, watching his arsenal in warm-ups, and paying attention to how he approaches other players in the lineup are all things that tell you what's coming. When you know what's coming, it turns good pitches into mistakes. Take the ball out of the pitcher's hand by knowing what they will throw, keeping your head in the count, and touting your best game. 5. Understanding the strike zone. The zone is not just the one described in the rule book. It has different incarnations in the rules, the umpire's eye and the batter's green zone. You know where you want the ball to have the best chance of doing damage, green zone. In more advanced play, the other team knows where you want it too. A complicating factor is the human element of umpiring. You can't tell the umpire what to do, but you can be aware of their behavior and adjust to their style. Don't blame the call. Take responsibility for being observant. 6. Perfecting the swing. You ain't got nothing if you ain't got that swing. Not only should you evaluate your swing to get out of a slump, but there may also be minor mechanics that are turning would-be home runs into flyouts. Comfort is a thing, but so is maximizing your performance. Tweaking your swing in practice may be something you don't want to carry into games immediately, but every swing has elements that you can tweak. Examining the elements and deciding what to work on can help you isolate the part of your mechanics that you will do the most in helping you improve. Finding out what your swing looks like against optimal mechanics may convince you to make a change. This chapter covers the options, and it may not take a lot to turn a flaw into a feature. 7. Making adjustments. It is hard to hit a baseball because everything happens in a split second. You can't wait till the ball is halfway to you to start your swing. Part of your stay in the batter's box will be timing the pitcher and following his lead by having your swing already in motion before the ball is released. The tenth of a second you have to pull the trigger